Heyo, you're listening to Edge Coach Quip, featuring our very own Edge coaches and community dropping knowledge nuggets to fuel your day.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Coach Quip. I'm Coach Robin.
I'm Coach Chris.
And this is episode 212. Today is all about kind of leading into our next season of Run Club at Edge, which is called All Terrain. But maybe more importantly, we want to talk today about why you need nature in your life to fix your shit. Bottom line, we need it. And we'll kind of go over all of that as to why first, and then tell you about what we have going on.
So whether it's our new Nature Fix walk runs or our new all-terrain season, we are very excited to have athletes find their flow in nature. A lot of this is based on one of your obsessions that will be no surprise to any of our regular listeners.
It's not Atomic Habits.
It's not Atomic Habits, but it's your second favorite. It is Nature Fix by Florence Williams. Yeah, we should tell people what the walk run is.
Yeah, absolutely. So Nature Fix walk run is a 2-mile-ish, don't at me with perfect mileages, all right? So like a 2-mile walk or 3-ish mile run, somewhere around 40 minutes of moving. We are taking people into pockets of our city that boast nature-like features, right? So really, we'll get into this a bit too, but a lot of water or a lot of trees to get you a little bit of that mental reset. They're almost always going to be midweek. They're going to be open to the public. Our first one was in the morning. The second one, I don't know if it's going to be AM, PM. We're definitely going to try to do it in the daylight as much as possible because you need those visual cues. But our hope is that you just come, you run, you walk, you connect. You know, it's a 40-minute kind of or less effort, and then you can go about your day and hopefully be happier and smarter and more connected to the world. I should also mention that after each of these, we are trying to kind of say if you still want to kind of, you know, chill out and connect with people, that we're always going to feed our group into a small business that's close. So the first one, we went around the corner, and we're very much still in the city and went to Cafe Tola, which is a local restaurant, as everybody knows, that it's female owned as well, and it was delicious. So with each of these, we're going to be pairing and featuring a local small business as well.
Yep. So that's the Nature Fix walk runs. Now let's talk about the all terrain.
Yeah, we will go into like the full explanation as well as to what it is, but all terrain season starts today, Monday, 10/27. The whole idea is that we're basically going to blend road and trail and get you more nature over 14 weeks to be able to, you know, have some fun, frankly. Like, I could kind of care less about times, maybe more so for the road, more pertinent. But for trail, I mean, we're targeting Frozen Gnome 10K, which can have wildly different terrain year on year. The route is probably the same, but like, what's the condition? Is it wet? Is it dry? It's just about kind of having fun and becoming a stronger, kind of more well-rounded runner, as well as mentally happier because you're getting your nature fixes on.
Yeah, it's something that we don't get in our regular season usually, and I've already heard people be super excited about going back to trail because we have done a version of this in the past, but not to this extent.
Yeah, we're dialed up.
Yep.
We're dialed up. So first, let's talk about why the heck you need nature in your lives, right? And you know me, I am not like a super outdoorsy girl. I always joke that Brian, my poor husband, wants to go camping so badly, and we've been married for a very long time, and I'm like, you should probably find a different wife to go camping with you because this is never going to happen. I don't do those things. So I'm not super outdoorsy, right? So I am you. You're listening to this and you live in a city, I got you. However, I know that on the mornings that I coach by the water and I can get into a little bit of tree and have a little bit of a calm moment, even if it's like 20 to 30 minutes, I am so much happier the rest of the day. I'm more productive. I'm certainly more fulfilled. And it just shocks the heck out of me of how little you need to feel so much better. And it's also so surprising. I mean, like, I'm pre-running the courses that we're choosing, especially for the Nature Fix Run Walks, and I'm still surprised by how pretty they are and how they feel so powerful when you're on them. Right. So wanted to go over three big reasons that nature can give you really that reset. This is how it's going to fix your shit, all right? First up is lowering stress. This is kind of like a duh, like we know this, but at the end of the day, starting, I think it was in 2006, this is the Nature Fix by Florence Williams. In 2006, we've effectively flipped as a world to live more in urban environments than rural environments. That's actually a really big deal, right? We're getting more and more dense, more and more concrete. It is efficient, of course, right? But in those environments, our sympathetic nervous system, so the side of our system that's a fight or a flight system, is going to be overwhelmed, right? This is when you're walking down the street and you hear a really loud motorcycle go by and you have that reaction, or even like driving yesterday, I had a bunch of sirens around me. You have visceral reactions because it's trying to protect you, right? That's your fight or flight. But when you live here permanently, like, that takes its toll, right? We know that it can have physical and emotional or even cognitive repercussions. But here's the cool part. The other side of your nervous system, the parasympathetic response, which manages your rest and digest system, we can actually feel much more balanced and have that side catch back up and give it a bump by giving ourselves, you probably figured this out, some bouts in nature, right? So we could live, let's say, 95% of the time in an urban environment, but 5% of the time make an intentional effort to get into nature and find a little bit more of that balance between our two nervous systems, which is pretty cool. Research has even found that being able in an urban environment to get into nature periodically can actually even lower your cortisol levels, which is very much your stress hormone, which is, you know, there's part of me that just really wants to blood test before and after these exactly. Like, it really does, because I mean, like, her book is chock full of those instances, but you don't need a lot. Again, similar to weight training, I think people are like, oh my God, nature takes so, it doesn't take a long time, right? So they found that as little as 15 to 30 minutes of intentional green time can really start to offset some of those stress symptoms.
I think that is amazing, because you think about living 95% of your life in these urban environments where you are bombarded with noises, with movement, with advertisements, right? And then pair that with like being on your computer all day and being stuck in social media, you know, just to know that 15 to 30 minutes could offset that is mind-blowing and definitely, you know, worth your time. So it's like, you can find 15 minutes every couple of days to get out and do something
absolutely.
Like this. And more, you know, science is telling us that we have to do that to be able to offset some of the stress that we're feeling every single day.
Something else anecdotally that I know I've noticed is, and maybe it's because I'm reconning some of these routes, right? But like, I'm happier on the days that I do that. But then even smaller doses of nature I'm just more aware of them. Like, we have a lot behind our house. I think you've seen this lot. It's gigantic. It's overgrown. Yeah. But it kind of has some undulations. It's kind of free for you, so we bring the pugs back there. But like at sunrise, sometimes I'm out there with them and I'm like, this is beautiful. And at the end of the day, I am on Clybourne Avenue in a abandoned lot that has, right, like, granted, a lot of green, but a lot of kind of growth. But it like really ticks my box. I'm like, yes, this is doing what it's supposed to be doing. And it, you know, I just don't think I was that attuned to it. So once you even get those doses, my point is like, you could go and stand and like under a tree for 10 minutes and or 5 minutes and realize like, oh wow, I am feeling a little bit better, right?
Yeah, and the point about that is that you're being intentional about it, right? So it's not just standing under a tree checking your phone.
Yeah, phone down.
It's actually being out there in it.
Yeah. Right?
So you kind of alluded to this with the cognitive function, but the second reason why nature is great is helping you find focus. So spending time outdoors can improve your focus and your cognitive function. That's amazing, especially right now. So there's like the attention restoration theory shows that natural environments give your brain's directed attention a rest. And like I said, there's so much competing for our attention right now. We need that reset. We need to put the phone down. We need to just breathe and be outside, right? There's a reason why people are like, go touch some grass.
Yeah, get out there.
we all need more of that right now. So in addition to that cognitive function, it can also boost creativity, your problem solving. This is the reason why, you know, many high-level executives take walking meetings or take a walk when they need to think about something, because that time away from your screen, away from the constant inputs, can help you problem solve and figure things out.
Yeah, it is hard, I think, when you are so in the throes of things to be like, okay, put everything away. Mm-hmm. I need to just have a moment. But what you will find is like that attention restoration is real. Your attention is finite, and if you're being pulled now more than ever in a million different directions, but if you can cut that out, even for a short period of time, that reset allows you to have better attention after. So mm-hmm. it's almost like building up a bank account.
Yeah, because a lot of people will say, I don't have 15 minutes to go for a walk right now outside, but you will be more productive in the 45 minutes when you come back, as opposed to trying to power through a block of work. It's the reason why the Pomodoro method of work is so popular, that you would work for 20 or 25 minutes and then take a 5-minute break, right? So
what if you did a nature Pomodoro?
If you lived close enough, that would be amazing.
You could probably work like 2 hours a day and be done.
Because you'd be so focused.
All right. Last but not least, this one in a lot of ways is my favorite. It's that spending intentional time in nature can really create connection and have you gain perspective, which I know I found even yesterday. I mean, Chicago River is not particularly clean, right? It doesn't like smell, but it's a river. It's dirty. It's going to be moving. But even just seeing it moving made me feel like, oh, wow, I'm a part of this. This is pretty cool. It's flowing from this neighborhood to this neighborhood, right? So immersing yourself in nature really kind of gives you a sense of belonging and in a lot of ways awe, right? I mean, like, you know, even seeing colors of fall around you, right? Or a sunrise. It gives you those like, oh, wow. It reminds us that we're part of something bigger. It's also been found even one step further when we spend time in nature to really foster feelings of empathy, mindfulness, and purpose, which I think is, it's cool. You know, people talk about going to the redwoods and having that feeling. And that is true. I've been there. Like, you get that. But you can also get it in these smaller doses pretty frequently just by getting out there. All right, so those are your top three, the top three ways that nature can really kind of, you know, fix your mental mindset. And I will say, they go into this in the book kind of quite a bit in the back half, but when we say nature, the biggest things that, whether you're doing it with us or doing it on your own, the biggest things that you want to look for living in an urban environment are water, and we love moving water, or water that you can like really see, like Lake Michigan water. And then we also want trees. So going to a field might be pretty, but if you had to choose between a heavily wooded area and an open field, go for the wooded area. So trees and water are your BFFs.
All right, so that leads us to our new all-terrain season, which kicks off today. We mentioned it already, but if you are interested in getting more information about it, it is edgeathlete.me/A T for all-terrain.
It's a 14-week season, which typically this time of year we train for a slightly shorter season, and we're going to be blending multiple running types, so like different terrains, hills, tempo, train, road. So you can kind of try to find your strong on every surface, and also it's just fun. That is an objective here, right? We will be alternating every other week between road and trail, really for the long run focus. But that being said, we are going to have plenty of variable terrains in between. We've got two target races. The first one is Frozen Dome 10K. That one is on January 10th of 2026. We do have a discount code for that one. So when you sign up, make sure you get that from us before you register. And that's a trail 10K. It is not the easiest trail 10K. It has some fun challenges, but it's really close. It's in Crystal Lake. It's put on by a local small business, female owned. Yay. And then for the road portion, we are targeting F3 as we do both the 5K and the half marathon. So whether you want to race short or race long, you don't have to race either of them either. All of these are able to be applied to any date, right? So if you have an alternate date, we can apply that plan to that. Or like I've been asked by a couple different athletes, is it okay if I train for the 10K but not the half? Yeah, of course. You do you, boo. We just want you to, you know, show up, keep some fitness, learn some new things, and have some fun.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that everybody knows all of these runs are going to be written in a time-based format, which means that regardless of your level and your pace, it is applicable for everybody. So that's, you know, it's I think a big part of this, pairing it with the nature, is that community piece.
Yep.
And that's one of the great ways to level up your training and your racing, is to be with other people. So it will all be in time-based formats.
And that's really great, because if you start and I start, and let's say I'm, you know, not feeling that great, I know I'm not going to be, and it's cold out, and I don't want you finishing and being cold, standing, waiting for me. That's not a variable, right? Because we are all, in theory, finishing at that time cap. Yeah. So training for this season, everything it includes, we've got, of course, our training plan. We love our training plans. This one's super fresh. Obviously, I already said it kind of toggles between road and trail, and of course, has always those time-based workouts for every single run for this season. Our coach sessions are still rocking twice a week. We've got Thursday morning meetup at Edge. Workouts are going to include, of course, like varied efforts, like tempo and inclines and working our footwork and having some fun. Those workouts are going to cap at 50 minutes total, 5-0. So you know you're going to always be done by 7 a.m., right? So for planning purposes. And then Saturday, we've got 7 a.m. starts. If it's a road week, we're going to start from Edge at 7 a.m. If it is a trail week, we are going to drive to trail starting at 7 a.m. So if you need a carpool or just follow a pool or us over, go for it. Road weeks are going to cap at around 130 minutes total. And our trails, of course, because we're training for a 10K, not a half, of those are going to cap around 90 minutes total. Trails that we run on for the long run, are a lot of them are going to be in the Palos system. So whether that's like Swallow Cliff or Waterfall Glen area, somewhere around like 30, 45 minutes outside the city. Sometimes it takes longer to drive back, but bring a snack. And then, of course, another piece to this is the Nature Fix recovery effort walk runs. No wrong answer on these. These are going to be periodic, not always on the same day and the same time. These are open to the public. Obviously, we've already kind of kicked those off. And the whole idea is to get you immersed in some really pretty nature-dense areas in our city. Those are going to be announced as they pop up in newsletters. They're going to be announced definitely on social media, so make sure to follow us.
Those ones are going to be great to add on to the all-terrain plan as just, like you said, the recovery runs or more of a social run. But you can also attend those Nature Fix ones without being a part of the all-terrain plan.
That is an open arms run.
That's right.
And then new this season, we started doing this a little bit last season and had some good luck with it. We're going to be doing monthly Zoom sessions. So these are going to be occurring on the second Tuesday of every month with some type of educational component. So it's for everybody in Run Club or Tri Club, where we talk about something like with nutrition. We talk about something with mental skills. We talk about something specific to endurance programming when it comes to strength, right? Something that you might be curious about, we will address.
All right. So once again, if you are interested in learning more about any of what we talked about today, go to edgeathlete.me. So like me, edgeathlete.me/A T. You will find all of the information about our all-terrain program as well as our Nature Fix runs.
And if you have questions, you can always DM us too. Those go to me. So send them away. And we cannot wait for you all to get your nature on. See you out there.
Thanks for listening to Coach Quip, original music performed by Mend. Follow us online on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Edge Athlete Lounge. Our podcast lives in the blog section of our website. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And you can check out the show notes for additional ways to contact us. Ready, set, onward we go.